The amusement park, the fantasy displays, and the long strings of model trains that run along the tracks captivate visitors of all ages. Terry Scoggins came with his wife and children.
When I was a little kid, we would come with my parents then. I love trains, love the model trains, love the scenery, how realistic it looks. It makes you feel like a kid.
The meeting room of the Wise Avenue Volunteer Fire Company in the Baltimore suburbs is transformed into the train garden from early December through early January. Firefighter Bob Francis is the company's spokesperson.
The train garden is comprised of hundreds of different animated features, whether it's a car that's going back and forth or a construction crane that's digging in a hole, children swinging on swings. We have a carnival scene that a gentleman has constructed in his home that he's donated to us to use this year.
Holiday train gardens have been a tradition in Baltimore, especially in the firehouses since the late 1800s. Since Baltimore was home to America's first scheduled rail service, Francis says the fascination with train gardens makes sense.
Certainly the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad was a very big influence in the area, and because of Baltimore's history with trains, I'm sure that that's why the mystique and the love affair with trains is so strong in this area.
While the display changes from year to year, the train garden always includes symbols that represent Baltimore.
This year, for example, we've got the steel mill around the corner where you've got the train, the Back River Railroad system, which is an actual railroad that was operated by the Sparrows Point Steel Mill.
9-year-old Abigail Scoggins has been coming to see the garden since she was 2. She likes the circus scene the most this year.
Because of how it looks so realistic, it looks, makes you look like you're actually at a real circus and all the people in the crowd.
Francis says realism and authenticity is what the volunteers who build the garden go for.
Obviously, the Rudolph train and the Christmas train are more fantasy, but the scale of the buildings and the animations and the trains all model real life, but on a smaller size.
Francis estimates 30 to 50,000 visitors enjoy the display each year.
Most times when you're involved with a fireman, it's usually not the best day of your life. And this is an opportunity for us to be involved with them at a good time and a happy time.
The train garden is funded only by donations. Visitors say they hope this holiday tradition will continue for generations to come. For producer June Stowe, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.